Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes past 6 p.m. You know how, Rachel, I've always said, like, once one bad thing comes out about you, like, just wait. It just comes flooding, especially if you're really a bag of crap. And Tony Robbins was outed, I don't know, a few weeks ago for, I think it was like sex stuff or inappropriateness. And now people are coming out of the woodwork, which is, the guy's insane. Now, he's a gazillionaire. He's a gazillionaire because he's insane, because most people who are gazillionaires are insane in some way, and it just happens to work. And people believe in people who are nuts and mean, and that's why people get followings and dictators and despots and cults and things like that. Among the things that he would do, it's all over the place, is that if you did something he didn't like, he would make you drink a shot of this brown liquid, which they're not saying what's
poop
in
water.
It. Yes, it would make you poop. So
oh, wow.
They're saying that it would make you throw up and poop, because everyone who got it would immediately become violently ill. And it was just one of these things.
Is that legal?
In his seminars, where it was, oh, sorry, Rage, I don't like that attitude. Take a shot. I don't feel like taking a shot, Mr. Robbins. Oh, either take a shot or you leave. And then 5 minutes later, you're throwing up and pooping.
Wow.
Right?
These aren't his employees. These are people who choose
paid
to go and
yes
do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
And then there was something when I was young called EST, where it was basically like a business cult, where they would bring you in and they would break you down. Ryan Wiggins, you piece of crap. Your whole life is a fraud, blah, blah, blah. And over a series of days, they would break you down to just a withering fetal position. And then they build you back up. And evidently, he had a lot of that. He was doing the same kind of thing.
That's what abusive people do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's called the cycle of abuse and the cycle of violence.
Right.
It's to push someone till their breaking point, and then you slowly start being nice to them again, and you tell them the things that they wanted to hear the whole time to get them to stay in the cycle of abuse.
Why do people just always fall for it? Is it just human nature?
I think it is human nature. I think it's, man, this is bad, but they want to make it better. So why wouldn't I? I mean, some people are impervious to that, but I know I'm like that. I'm the kind of person where you can be awful to me, and then when the second I snap back, I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I'm
close.
Sorry. Yeah, whenever you were saying people love people who are mean, I'm like, that must be why I love Close so much. I loved how cruel he was to me.
This was a valid form of therapy with a name for a time, though?
No. Oh,
sounds
yes.
Sounds like a cult thing.
The EST thing.
Yeah.
They may still be around for all I know.
That's bizarre.
No, I interviewed for a really high-powered law firm. In fact, I got the job, and it was one of the plum jobs. It was a small shop in Clayton, and I really didn't have the grades to justify it, but they liked the college athlete, and they liked the cut of my jib. And right before I was going to start, the two senior partners got indicted.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. And so, yeah, that happened.
For that? It was related to EST?
No, but they were into that.
EST.
They're into that.
So you had to, like, go through that to be a part of the law firm?
No, but it came up during the interview.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, they ask you, is it okay if we tear you down and break you back up?
Yeah, and then another...
No, I'm sure it's positioned more as, like, do you have the strength to do what
it
takes?
Well, ironically, I ended up at another law firm that was very much like that. And I'll never forget, so we would do these retreats every year. And every year they'd have a different theme t-shirt. And I don't remember if it was my year or if I just saw a previous year, but the t-shirt was a tree. And there were about 40 or 50 attorneys. And so every leaf on the tree was like DAG. You know, there's
somebody's
Dave.
Name. Yeah.
And then there were leaves lying on the ground wilting. And they were all the people who had been at the firm but left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just one of those like, hey, we're a-holes to you and we make your work life miserable, but we are the Navy SEALs of law firms and yay us.
That's kind of what Scientology is like.
Yeah.
You go and you tell them every dark secret you've ever had, and then they hold it over your head and make you feel terrible, and then they slowly start giving you more and more privileges in the hopes that one day you become Tom Cruise.
It was terrible. There's a girl that started with me, and we were really, really close, and it was downtown, and I forget what the marker was, but there's like a billboard or something that every day she would throw up when she would see that, because she was within a few blocks of the law firm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She should get some help.
Do places like that still, or can they still exist, or would we out them?
Well, this place still exists, but I have to believe they've changed, because what you could do in 1992, you couldn't do in 2019.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. You'd be doing nothing but paying off, you know, lawsuits.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people out there would say that's for the worse.
Oh, sure.
People aren't tough anymore.
Bunch of snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you, some people there had it worse than me. And I'm very, very open about the fact that I was not a good employee. I was just not good. But it was abusive. It absolutely was. It wasn't going to make a man out of you. It wasn't tough. It was abusive.
Was it on a daily basis they would try
hourly
to break you down and then bring you back up in the same day, or was
there
it overtime
period? There wasn't a lot of bringing you back up. There's a lot of breaking you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way it usually is.
But, I mean, that's a thing. It's a thing at, you know, a lot of employers, a lot of marriages, a lot of romantic relationships, a lot of friendships. That's just a thing, you know? And I'm not a puss, and I'm not a snowflake, and sometimes things are complicated and tough, but then there are lines, and sometimes they're pretty clear.
Yeah.
I think
we've gone back the other direction too far, though?
I mean, yes, but I'm okay with that, because I'd rather be closer to that than, hey, it's totally fine to abuse people.
Yeah.
And then we can find our way back closer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think now we're definitely a little bit off the shelf on, you have to be overly nice and sweet, and you can't correct someone, and you can't have a firm discussion. That's not good. It's not good in a marriage. It's not good in an employer-employee. But I'd rather be there than where you can just do anything you want to someone.
Yeah.
And then we'll find our way closer back to what's normal.
Yeah, it's hard to
defend that. I mean, we should
that.
Do that. I'm not sure that we will do that, but what do you think, Ray? Do you think your generation will find a little more tough edge as you age?
Well, I think that my generation is subject to working long hours and being held to these high standards of, like, kind of what you described, maybe without the verbal abuse, but the attitude has always been, as far as I've been in the workplace, like, the person who works the longest and the hardest deserves it, and you should feel lucky to be here. And those things may be true to an extent, but I feel like a lot of business culture preys on people, like, you could never do any better than me, just be happy that you get to work for this company. But those companies aren't held to the same standard. When they screw up, then they can just file bankruptcy or the government bails them out. So it's almost like we sell our souls to working for this thing. It's just like an imbalance of rationale. Like, I get that the hardest worker, you know, the early bird gets the worm or whatever, but that's been pushed to a limit to where it's kind of ridiculous.
That happened to me in my career. And so, like, my dad was, he was a company man. He worked for Shell Oil, very loyal. Then he worked for, when he couldn't take shift work anymore, he worked for the union, worked for a company called Neuter. And he would complain about him, but he was a company man. And he would not question things. So then I was like that too. And when I started in radio, my relationship with Emmis was very romantic. You know, this is my first girlfriend and I'll never be with anyone else. And then one day, about 10 years in, I've told this story many times, a man who I'm very good friends with now, Rick Cummings, flew in to help Jeff get my contract done, showed me a piece of paper, which was the deal memo, and said, he was in a bad mood, obviously, said, look, Dave, I could black out your name. All I need to know is how much we're going to pay you and how much you're going to bring in for the company. That's all I need to know. And it was like if you've ever had a lover really hurt you.
Really?
And I was driving home that night, and I thought, this is actually really freeing because I have stayed with this company. I was happy with them, but I've stayed with them and taken deals and stuff. Like at one point, they weren't doing well, and they asked everyone to take a 5% cut. And well, they told everyone, you're taking a 5% cut. And they asked the contract guys like me to take it. Didn't have to. And I did because it was romantic. But after that meeting, I said, oh, this is business. This is a job. This isn't my girlfriend. It's not my spouse. This is a place I work.
Yeah, and it's not like they would go back in a year and be like, oh, we want to get rid of Glover, but he did take that 5% decrease for us. We better hold on to him.
Well, I'll go you one better. So the very next contract, they offered me, I don't know, let's say a 5% increase, but it was from what I took off.
So and you're I'm just like, evening out.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not a raise. That's just giving me back the 5% I gave you guys to not go bankrupt. So those were learning experiences. My point to all this is, from Jack Glover to Dave Glover to Rachel Zimmerman and Nick Glover, I think it's healthy that millennials don't look at companies as, well, I'm yours. Do with me as you will. Because companies don't look at you like that.
No, absolutely not. There's all these studies that come out that say, like, people don't stay with the same job. People get fired all the time. People get shuffled around and let go and cuts are made. It's not like people, it's not like my generation just suddenly has no work ethic.
Well, also,
it's the business that we work in.
My dad was so loyal, but companies were much more loyal back then too. Most people did get the gold watch and
right.
The pension and 40 years. Congratulations, Hank. Who gets that now?
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're one of those bands that I have them on my phone, but I don't go to them. But every time I hear them, I'm like, God, I love this band.
Good stuff.
So great. You're right. It is weird. No, it's not weird. Jimmy Griffin, I'm sorry to hurt your heart again, but the Traveling Wilburys suck. Like, I love all the component parts. I really do. But yeah, anyway. Rach, you got stuff?
I do. Did you see the story about a woman who took her 3-year-old to an art exhibit? Art Basel is the big festival. I think it's in Switzerland. I could be wrong. Every year. And there is a $45,000 sculpture of a fly. And the 3-year-old knocked it over and knocked its wings off. And the woman was crying. She was so upset. Oh my gosh, am I going to have to pay for this? Well, they determined that they could fix it and they weren't going to charge or anything. But I'm like, you brought your toddler to an art exhibit? That's asking for trouble.
Or you let a toddler in.
Right.
Both
yeah,
are
that's
wrong.
That's their fault too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just think that's kind of crazy. I don't feel bad for people whenever they walk into a situation like that. Your 3-year-old does not appreciate art.
No.
So I'm sorry if you couldn't find a babysitter, but you probably shouldn't have taken them there because they could ruin something at any point.
Couldn't agree more. Do you remember the one, this has been a few years ago, do you remember the one where the woman, I can still see her in my head, she was Asian, where she was taking a selfie, and she backed up, and she hit really expensive art, and it was like dominoes.
Oh, man.
And it all just came crashing down.
I don't have sympathy, I'm sorry.
I don't either. And I don't think she ended up paying, because I don't think she had any money.
Oh, but, of course not.
But taking a selfie.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You guys want to hear about some social media trends that are happening right now?
I'm sure I know them, but...
Okay. Well, this one's happening in China. Apparently, this influencer, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, had a female follower tweet at him and be like, I have so much anxiety during the summertime. I don't like wearing short sleeves and shorts because of my body hair. And he was like, send me pictures of your body hair, ladies. So now thousands of women, young women in China are sending him photos of their hairy legs and hairy underarms. Yeah. Yesterday, the hashtag alone got 190 million views.
So I said it yesterday. We're living the dumbest time ever.
What's the satisfaction in sending somebody a picture of your body? Just that you're saying, yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make it public.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's just the hair on your body. It is a little strange that it's such a thing that you would feel the need to liberate yourself from it by sending a photo. I don't know. It's just hair. It's just fuzz on your body. Most people have it.
It's
some people
dumb.
Have alopecia.
It's dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
It's stupid.
Okay, weird question. Are the hair shaving standards the same in China for women as they are here?
I would think so, since they're sending it. But also, there's so many women who aren't shaving their leg. Like, okay, so you guys don't shave your legs, I assume. But whenever you do, it grows back prickly. But then if you let it go for a really long time, which I don't think most women have, I guess it becomes like soft hair again. And all of the photos that I saw in this article were the soft hair. So these are just women who don't shave their legs.
So a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
This is biology. Like you said, we've been like this for several hundred thousand years. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are hairier than others. Some people are taller. Some people have bulgy eyes. Some people have buck teeth. Shut up. I don't care. And I don't care if you want to share it. It's just dumb. Now, you can do it. There's no law against it. You're not doing anything wrong, but you're dumb.
All right.
You disagree?
No, I don't. I think it's stupid as well. That's why I brought
like,
it
hey,
up.
Like, hey, I'm embarrassed about my buck teeth. Hey, everyone, send me your buck tooth photos. God, I feel so much better about the fact that my teeth stick out.
You know what? My teeth aren't that bucked.
God. I could almost see that being therapeutic for somebody to say, you know what? I've been trying to hide this. I'm just going to get it out there and make fun of myself.
You know, if it is, then knock yourself out.
Another thing that seems to be happening on Instagram, I read this long article today about how sobriety is on the rise with young people. I guess more and more people are making the choice, not necessarily in recovery, like I need to go through these 12 steps, but just making the choice that they don't want to drink. They want to be sober. But this is kind of shot off into sobriety being a big thing on Instagram. They're called sobriety influencers. So Instagram models that live sober lifestyles, which is great because I guess if you're struggling or you want to get into that, you have someone to look up to or someone to interact with. But there's always a downside to everything like this. Some of these sobriety influencers are selling recovery packages that start at around $700. So if you buy this recovery package, you could be sober like me. You'll be like, that is so dangerous, especially if you're someone who needs to go through recovery.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to purchase a package through Instagram where I guess someone texts you every morning and makes sure you didn't have a drink and gives you recipes for mocktails instead of cocktails. That is not going to cure your alcoholism.
Yeah. Maybe I'm about to talk out of both sides of my mouth because I think sending people your hairy arms is dumb. But I'm not sober. I drink alcohol, but I drink so little of it because it makes me feel bad and because I don't want to live my life altered. And when I was in my early 20s, I was drunk every night. And so what I do appreciate is when people in mass make it okay.
Yeah.
I think that's great because, you know, you've been through it when in your early 20s. There's so much peer pressure and I've been through it. I go through it in my 50s. And I think it's great when people can say, you know what, you don't have to get drunk all the time. It's fine. That's great.
Yeah, the article was really interesting because I've had, I think it was last Christmas, I decided to not have a drink in the month of December. Usually people do dry January, but I had been drinking a lot and I wanted to stop. So I challenged myself. And some people had a little bit of a problem with it, it felt like.
I think that always outs them.
It wasn't even like they were threatened, but it was like, Rachel, you're not sober though, so why would you do this? Like, just have a drink. In this article, a lot of people said they almost don't want to say that they don't want to drink because then they don't want to have a discussion about whether or not they're an alcoholic.
Of course.
And I've been there. I'm like, well, I'm definitely don't think anyone would consider me to be an alcoholic.
And if you were, knowing you as well as I do, you'd say it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to say it just to get them off your back.
Right.
It's like Tony. Tony doesn't drink, but an alcoholic won't let alcohol pass their lips. Zero tolerance. Tony will, but he just drank so much at some point in his life, he said, this is no longer good for me.
Right.
I'm just not going to do it. And I will go weeks without having a drink because I'm just not into it. But I have a very healthy relationship with it. It's just that it doesn't make me feel good. So.
Yeah, me too. People always ask, well, Ryan, do you not drink because you're Christian? I'm like, no, I just don't really care.
Right.
Because actually, there are more people in my church that drink than don't. I would say going into that church, there's more peer pressure to have a beer every now and then.
Oh, wow.
But it's just not my thing.
I can't remember the last time I pressured someone. Thank God. I've never been a big one on that because I don't like being pressured. But when I lost my weight 4 or 5 years ago, I had a bunch of friends who gave me trouble.
Isn't that weird?
I think it's very weird.
Can't gave let you trouble go. For losing weight?
Yeah. Or like, it was mostly like event-based.
Like if you couldn't have anything other than your grilled chicken.
Right. And it's just like, come on, dude. And I'm like, look.
Come
I could
on,
I
eat this nachos Bel Grande with me,
I
man.
Could eat that pizza with you.
I don't like to eat pizza alone,
but
I will
it's
say.
Like, you know, I just didn't understand, like, why? How does this affect your life?
Do you think that's that way with everything, though? Hey, we used to play Pokemon cards together. Now, for some reason, you're not playing Pokemon cards with us. So we're going to make
fun of you.
If I
thought hard enough, I could probably think of something I've done that to people, but I don't know. The older you get, truly, the more you're like, dude,
I no longer care what you
drink all day, don't drink, gain 50 pounds, lose 50 pounds, whatever.
Are we about to wrap or do we have time for one
more
thing?
No, you got time.
Okay, this has nothing to do with anything, but I saw today that they unveiled the latest, is it Madame Trousseau? Is that the wax lady? What is the point of those? I want to get it, but I don't understand the point.
To me, the only point is, wow, that really looks like David Bowie.
It's just strange to me that it exists in 2019 where we're all trying to be more environmentally conscious and all this. It's like you're just creating a human-sized figure of wax. What do we do with that one day when I don't want to see the Ariana Grande wax figure anymore? Or what if she passes away? Not her, but one of the wax figures is like disgraced. What do you do with it? Do you melt it down? Do you throw it in the dumpster? Can it be recycled somehow? It's just really weird to me that it exists. And no shade to anybody who enjoys it, but I just don't understand. I'm trying to get it.
And I think that's it. I think, like, oh my God, it looks so much like him. Okay.
Yeah.
wouldn't that be the best party gift, though? Take it to a bonfire and let's see what it looks like if Justin Bieber starts to melt. That'd be awesome.
It's pretty dark, Ryan.
It'd still be awesome. You know it would.
You had a celeb at the ready for that. He wants to see the Biebs burn.
Is wax notoriously bad for the environment or something?
No, I just find it strange to manufacture it. You know what I mean? Like, you're manufacturing something that has no actual use. And it's not like the sculpture at the art museum. Does it really have artistic value? It's just a copy of a celebrity. And it seems like every celebrity has one now.
Well, especially today with everything digital, you think you could make it
a hologram.
Well, at one point, it would have been impressive that someone molded it with their hands or something.
Right.
But now it's like,
you just punched that into a machine.
Have you guys ever seen Avatar? That's pretty cool,
too. Just do a 3D printing of anyone's face.
Just do that, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.